Maxime was at home with his girlfriend when the shells started crashing into his village. Shrapnel ripped through his arm and face.
It happened so quickly, the explosions. I heard something flying over us. I was covered up to my waist in rubble and something started burning. I tried to free myself. Then I tried to get my girlfriend. I was so weak, I couldn't pull her out.
Emergency services rescued Maxime's girlfriend. She's suffering heavy concussion and is too weak to talk. The bodies of three civilians lie in the morgue. A woman died in the operating theatre as doctors tried to save her life. This woman, who was afraid to talk on camera, says Russian soldiers let her family escape, but as they drove away, a bullet ripped through her husband's hand. Why did they tell us everything would be okay? Why wasn't there an evacuation, she says. We drive to the village. There's the sound of shelling and machine gun fire in the distance. The shells had slammed into houses on the side of this hill. Piles of rubble line the street. At least 30 homes were destroyed. Heavy Russian shelling of this village last night. At least three people were killed. A number of others injured. We understand that there are people still in the village, but we've just heard shelling in the distance and machine gun fire in the forests on the way. Thousands of cars, many of them filled with terrified families, flee south from Kharkiv. Many of the cars have a sign reading children on the windscreen, a desperate attempt to protect those inside.
We are leaving everything behind us. We have been trying for 5 days to get out, but couldn't because of the shelling. It's simply hell. We are going to Dnipro, and after that, we don't know.
Alexei shows us his car that was damaged when a Russian rocket landed close to his home.
I've just spoken to friends in Kharkiv. They tell me it's worse than yesterday. They are shelling civilian areas. So many buildings are on fire.
People have painted over road signs with angry insults directed towards Russian President Vladimir Putin. In expectation of a Russian army advance, this one reads, "Welcome to Hell." Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Yakolivka, Ukraine.